Well, on the phone with me is Melissa Greener. She's based in Nashville, and she's going to be at the Cock and Bull this Sunday, February 12th.
Hey, Chris.
Melissa, tell me, how did you first get started playing music? Did I hear that you were singing along with the jazz singers you'd hear on WDET in Detroit?
Absolutely. That is absolutely true. Yeah, I first, I guess, fell in love with the kind of crooner lounge singer types, just really fell in love with not only like the musical style and their voices, but the songs. You know, the songs were so great.
How did you go from that to moving over to playing guitar? Because you play a pretty mean guitar.
Oh, thanks. I started playing guitar when I was 9. It's been, I've had some practice. I was never formally trained. I'm all ear taught. You know, I like to say I've been playing the same 4 chords for like 25 years now. So I sure do know those 4 chords.
That's great. You've been pretty much like all over the world. I mean, you were even a teacher in China for a while.
Yeah.
What was that like?
That was pretty amazing. Actually, my year in China was sort of the determining year for me, where I decided that I was going to come back to the States and do music as a professional career. I'm really grateful for that year in China not doing music. It really kind of drove home for me what my priorities are inside, you know, in my heart. I was the only Westerner in this small village in, like, you know, just a rural mainland, very poor province in China. And I had borrowed a guitar from one of my students, and I was just writing a bunch of songs that year, and it occurred to me, like, oh man, I really just need to be doing this music thing. I went home and really kind of sought out to begin a career.
And were some of those songs what became Fall from the Sky, that first record?
That's right. That's exactly right.
You play with a band, you play duos, trios, and you also play solo, like your last album, Solo Electric.
Well, I started to incorporate more of the electric guitar. I guess it came out of the band sound, but the way that I play, it's quite nuanced and dynamic, and I find that I could get some interesting versatility of tone and stuff through this electric. And I love the electric guitar, the you know, sonically, what you can do with it. It can be a lot more interesting. I still love, you know, I still have my acoustic guitar, and I tour with the acoustic as well. I keep the set interesting, so it's not all just the same sound. But yeah, the electric more and more is kind of what I find is the best expression for the songs that I'm writing lately.
Now, do you think you'll go back to maybe have some more records with bands and stuff?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That Solo Electric album, it's a record from a concert that I did in Germany a couple of years ago, and it was recorded. So I thought, well, I'll just put it out. And I'm actually, it's not technically released. It's not on iTunes or Amazon as my other albums are, and it won't be. So if you can catch me at a show and I have a couple of copies left, you can grab them. But otherwise, I'm not selling them online at all.
When do you think you might be coming with some new music?
Well, I'm hoping to record a new album this year, hopefully for an early 2018 release.
That's great. Well, Melissa Greener is going to be at the Cock and Bull this Sunday night, February 12th. Melissa, thank you so much for spending a few moments with us.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, best of luck to you, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.